Today's Hit Music, 101.5 CILFM, and your Monday morning celebrity buzz. Joining us this morning is Jake McNeil on the phone from Atlanta, and a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This was not in the celebrity buzz, but I will tell you that yesterday I saw a very famous actor eating at a pizza place. His name? Mr. Mel Gibson.
How cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
He looked like he's been living in the woods for the past 3 months, but I'll leave it at that.
Oh, I wonder, what's he filming? Any idea?
He's filming a movie called Waldo, and it's not the Where's Waldo.
Okay.
It's actually about a person who's lived in the woods for a few months and then is propositioned to do something to help people. My money is on Mel Gibson's The Guy in the Woods, but I could be wrong.
Well, now it is in the celebrity buzz. There it is.
There it is.
A lot of record breaking. Will Smith.
Yeah, that's right. Will Smith has officially broken his own record. For 23 years, his top grossing movie was Independence Day, my father's personal favorite. But until this weekend, now Aladdin is his biggest hit ever, with over $875 million earned internationally over 6 weeks. The only bigger movie this summer, Leah, is Avengers Endgame.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations, Will Smith. Dang.
Yeah, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth, and so it's great that he's still breaking his own record, you know, because a lot of times that might be his biggest movie for the rest of his career, but it's not.
And I didn't realize that because Independence Day was a huge movie. But with Aladdin, you know, maybe appealing to a wider audience, I don't know, kids included, maybe that made the difference for him this time around. But, oh, congratulations.
You know, kids and families, and yeah, congratulations to Will Smith.
Absolutely. There we go. Now, another show that I used to love is coming back. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's right. After 3 years off the air, The Biggest Loser is coming back this fall. The show is moving, however, from NBC to USA Network, and there are auditions July 9th in Atlanta here. So if you'd like Jillian Michaels screaming at you while you're sweating it out on a treadmill, this is your chance.
It might be just what I need. I would probably be the first one off the show because I wouldn't be, there's no way I could handle that.
No way. Jillian Michaels is so intimidating. Watching her on TV, I couldn't imagine her staring a hole in my head on the show.
Right. I'm scared from my couch, so that would be a little bit much. Hats off to those who can handle her. Now, what's going on over on MTV?
Yes, on MTV, the long-awaited third season of the Scream reboot is coming back with some changes. It's now going to air on sister station VH1, and they're going to experiment with airing all the episodes back-to-back from July 8th through 10th. So it's almost like, is this a miniseries or is this Netflix? I'm confused.
Wow. Boy, they're really enjoying the fact that we do fall into binge watching July 8th through 10th. That's too close to my binge watching of Stranger Things coming out on July 4th. So I don't know if I can fit that into my schedule. But maybe the people they're aiming at have a lot of time on their hands.
Possibly. Apparently MTV is too busy. So
right.
VH1, there's your speed. All right.
All right, Jake McNeil in your celebrity buzz on this Monday, July 1st. Have a great work week, Jake.